When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip is back from a trip to West Lafayette. You said it was smooth to young Ben
smooth.
Off the airwaves.
Yeah, I mean, it was not just West Lafayette. We went to Indianapolis.
Which has caused you some travel problems in the past.
Yeah, this was
mostly
smooth,
for media
though.
Days.
I mean, I was back at... I was talking to Bill like 10:30 yesterday, a.m.
You got back at 10:30 in the morning yesterday?
Yeah, 10:18.
What time was your flight at?
It must have been at 8-ish. It was, like, yeah, I think it left Chicago at 8:15 or something.
Okay.
No, it would have left later than that because it's a 1 hour, 7 minute wheels up to wheels down flight.
That threw me the most yesterday, or not the day before, that you flew to Chicago and stayed Chicago. There. Why would you not just stay in?
No, you're never going to be able to put this together in your head because it was a convoluted trip. But it was smooth. I mean, everything went perfectly. We flew on Friday when I left the show.
Yes.
I went to Lincoln Airport, got on a plane. We flew to Chicago. Short little, what do you call it when you stay in a airport? Stay over.
That'd be a layover.
Layover.
Layover is the common word for that.
Sure.
Any other words you
short time help with? In between flights. What would that be?
So we've had a
what
truck
would that layover. Be?
Stay over. Yeah. Layover.
Yeah.
That short one, then we got to Indy at we flew to Indy at that point.
And that's where we lost
Indy.
You for several hours. We
didn't hear
from
it all.
Well,
hours.
I mean I
took a nap I took was a the nap words that we heard.
I did a workout and took a nap. So Indianapolis, then we stayed overnight in Indy and just drove to West Lafayette, which is a short drive. It's an hour.
Where'd you do a workout at?
In the hotel.
Okay. I was going to say the airport for a second. Mike.
No, the hotel.
Okay.
And then
you need a spotter.
No. Then drove to West Lafayette in the morning, Saturday morning. And then after the game, we drove to Chicago and stayed at the Hilton, that Hilton you're probably familiar with, on the grounds of O'Hare.
How far was that drive from West Lafayette?
That's a two-hour drive.
That's not bad.
Okay, now this makes a little more sense to me. Okay, I'm all right with
it. So that was fun, actually, because, it's fun for me because I don't drive. And we listened to the Penn State-Illinois game, and then, So it was good. It was good.
It was a fun trip.
Prime 47 was good. I had that... drink that you guys have all the time.
That'd be an old fashioned.
An old fashioned.
That's Bill's drink. I had one.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. Like, you can't take big drinks of it.
No, it's quite a bit.
Right. You know, if you gulp a couple of down like a beer, you're going to be in trouble.
My first drink was an old fashioned. I gulped it. I was like, whoa, okay,
no.
Can't do that.
Not a beer.
Sean quickly said, no, this is not a beer you drink like a beer. Yeah.
Well, Sean was accurate on that. Thank you, Sean.
It was good, though. It was good. I liked it. I can see why you like it. I get that. I understand.
Well, thanks, Steve.
Yeah. It had a big cube in it.
Yeah.
The whole works.
Yeah, the fancy cube.
So, yeah, it was good.
That's
it was a good trip.
I'm glad you made it home safely and there safely. Because
again, Indianapolis has not treated you well in the past with there and back.
Often
in July for media days, it's been a couple times a problem.
Well, yeah, when there was like copper on the plane burning, that was
the problem.
Yeah, that would get you.
Yeah, how was you guys' weekends,
Bill?
It was good. Nothing to really report.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I have nothing to report. I really don't.
There was a lot of football.
Watched a lot of football. It was it was agonizing on my body to the point where I had to get an extra cushion in my seat in the garage because I'd sat so long watching
that's
football.
A good day right there.
I got up early this morning, but I literally
first world problems.
That's a good day.
Literally from 11 o'clock until about 1:15 probably at night. 1:15 a.m. It was a straight shot. I think I worked out in the morning, but I only had like 40 steps. From 11 o'clock to the next 12 hours, whatever it was, roughly, that was it.
That's impressive.
What an idyllic existence you have.
And then just the remote control is it was fun. Yes,
watching games. But what about you, Jake?
I was in a wedding this weekend.
Yeah, you were.
That's right,
in Beatrice. Yeah, I was able to watch the whole game. Don't worry, I watched the game before the wedding happened.
You did.
We watched it at the wedding venue, though.
You watched the whole game.
Yes, and then the wedding was at 4:30, and the rest is history. We're here today, but it was a fun weekend down there. Nothing really crazy happened.
So you're a groomsman?
I was, for the first time in a while, a groomsman, yes, in the wedding.
Nice.
I was.
Hmm.
I wore suspenders for the first time ever. I don't think I'll ever do it again. Not a fan.
Really?
No, not a
cumbersome?
Shot.
Cumbersome? Was it cumbersome?
Not a shot at the guys, at Mike, who was the groom, but I don't think I look good in suspenders, and I don't like the way they feel. So I have them. They have my personalized JS in the back, but I don't know if I'll ever wear them again.
Okay. Huh. Doesn't sound like it right now.
They really hike up your pants a lot. Like your pants go to your belly button. I don't like that. I tried to pull them down. I was like, this is not how I want these to ride right now, but that's the way it is. In fact, many people are saying, hey,
do you have
a wedgie right now? I said, yes, TMI. I'm not going to answer that question, but I'm not very comfortable, though. I'll tell you that
just seeing Jake walking around the wedding reception with his pants just like
trying to pull the pants down continually. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I kept trying to pull them down.
Did you ever consider adjusting?
I've never worn suspenders. I don't know how to adjust them.
Maybe so the tension wasn't quite so much that your pants were.
I was so concerned.
Just ripped up your body.
I was concerned that if I tried to do that, they just fall off and it would look like an idiot
tension.
Here.
The tension is the issue here.
Yes, there is. Yes.
I've never used them before Saturday, and I thought if I tried to adjust them, the whole thing might fall apart. So I just kept them where they were at and called it good.
I couldn't imagine the fun me and Steve Sipple have with you walking around in suspenders, hiked up your crack.
That's what happened.
Continually pulling down your pants.
That's exactly what
did you have like the
Saturday.
Junior suspender?
No,
did you get the ring bearer suspender?
I may as well have.
Accidentally.
Look at Jake. The idiot's got the wrong pair on.
He's got the boys.
He gave me the kids' ones. Come on now.
Oh, I'd love to have seen this, Jake.
It was a great wedding. That was uncomfortable.
The tension was the issue. Bill identified it. You could have just said to somebody, the tension is too high.
Let's loosen
too
a little bit. Yes.
How many people know how to loosen suspenders?
Well, somebody.
Would you know how to do it? Have you ever worn suspenders before?
You might just be able to figure it out.
I'm going to tell you, if I had that problem going on for like 4 to 5 hours, I think I'd figure it out.
I sit down for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I talked to, hey, Elizabeth, let's try to adjust some tension here.
You know, Chance, a longtime breaker, was there at the wedding. I got to meet Chance from Funk. He's on YouTube right now.
Chance from Funk.
He says, I can indeed confirm that Jake walked around like something was stuck up his rear end. He looked dapper, though, I will admit.
Yeah, well, you are capable of looking dapper.
I don't think suspenders are in my future.
I don't know if you handle
it. I'll stick with the belt or just nothing at all.
Yeah. Bill, have you worn suspenders?
I don't think I ever have.
Nor have I.
Well, I have for my, my duck hunting gear.
Okay.
I have suspenders for that. Yes.
That counts.
Yes, that counts.
How's the tension?
Tension's okay. These are a little bit different. They're more of like a bib overall type of tension. Yes. So I've had that.
It's a tension issue.
Yeah.
I'll try to spot a picture for you guys and see how hiked
like
up the pants are.
I don't know that I want to see your hiked up pants.
I'm not going to show the back side. I'll show me from the front side. Come on.
I don't want to see any sides.
Hey, look at my body here real quick.
This has become very uncomfortable.
No sides.
Kids listen to this show.
They do.
No sides.
No sides.
I don't want to see any sides. Front facing here pictures.
Oh, I'm just picturing young Ben in a pair of suspenders.
That'd be good.
He could do it.
He could pull that off.
He could pull it off.
The swoopy hair. Yes.
He would look proper in suspenders. Yes. So that's all I got for idle chit-chat, though, for me.
The Dolphins play tonight.
They do.
Yes.
6:15, you'll be flooded with texts about Snoop Huntley saying, why do we even have a quarterback here? Just do Wildcat the whole game. Although I am more optimistic about him than anybody else currently on the roster. Tim Boyle, we know we went hit through his stats. One touchdown, 13 picks in college. Still has lasted 6 years in the NFL.
That seems odd.
Skylar Thompson stinks, and he's hurt. So this is your best option beyond Wildcat.
Skylar Thompson's hurt.
He hurt his ribs in the last game.
Oh, geez.
A big sack. So Dolphins at 6:15.
Dolphins at 6:15 versus the Titans.
There's two Monday night games tonight, which I don't like that. I don't like any Monday night games. Now we have two, and the Dolphins are playing. So bad day for me ahead. That is idle chit-chat.
Jake, don't. Bad that's day. Not good self-talk. Bad day
Life
for me ahead.
Life as a Dolphins fan.
Bad day for me ahead.
Life as a Dolphins fan, Sip. That is idle chit-chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Renewyourauto.com. Nebraska went on the road for the first time this season to West Lafayette and Purdue, and did not play well in the first half. In fact, they were down 3-0 in the third quarter, but they score late in the third quarter, go up 7-3, and then the fourth quarter was a rout by Nebraska. A nice pick six to wrap things up by John Bullock. Of course, Ja'Cory Barney, a beautiful touchdown on a sweep play as well. Nebraska does win 28-10 at Purdue. That's the good news. Nebraska did win the football game. They are 4-1 after last week's Illinois loss on Friday Night Football. But there's some concerns also in this game. Do you want to start positive or negative on this one, Sip?
Let's stay positive.
You were in West Lafayette.
Stay positive.
All right.
Sip, how was the press box? Was it nice setup? Could you see everything good?
I think you would.
Trying to paint a picture here for the fans.
It's a triple decker. Okay. We sat on the we got bumped to the second row, which Sean was not pleased with. I said, "This is fine. We got actually a better view. We're good." It's clean.
So Sean,
there was one interesting occurrence. Our friend Tom Dienhart. It's a very, when you're in a press box for an 11 a.m. game, it's kind of like you're in a casino and all rules of eating are off. Like it was 9:40, and I had barbecue and a hot dog at 9:40 <40. laughs> because all rules are off at that point.
Yeah. You, makes sense.
You have to eat. You have to eat that because there's not going to be any food at halftime or after the game. And Tom Dienhart sat down. Tom Dienhart, friend of the show.
Blackandgold.com.
Good job. Yeah. Good job. Formerly of the Sporting News.
That's correct. NBTN.
NBTN. And he sat down. He plopped down next to me with, he had a heaping portion of pulled pork, a Regal salad, and a big black donut. It was hilarious.
Right, that's a combo right there.
At 9:40.
At 9:40.
I'll have a donut and some pulled pork.
Robin was sitting there with two hot dogs. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is like, it's, yeah, anyway, no, the it's a good, I'll tell you something though. The press box is good. The stadium, no, it's just, it's a blah stadium. There's a good crowd though. It was a good scene. The Purdue fans showed up. Nebraska fans showed up. There's probably 8,000 Nebraska fans.
Nice.
10,000. But it was a good full stadium, you know? And they do
it. It looks surprisingly full on TV.
Yeah, it was. And they did their South Stadium in an interesting way. They have the kids all, they don't even have seats. They just have an area where rows and rows and rows where you stand. And there's a bar in front of them. They can like a metal bar they hang on to. But it encourages them not to sit. Yeah. So they're all standing and dancing and stuff the whole thing. I wonder if that's in the cards at Nebraska. I don't know. But anyway, I would start with, I'd say the defense, right?
They played well.
Yeah. Would you have, I'll just ask you guys this. Bill's very familiar with this player. What are we, five games in Nebraska's 4-1?
Correct.
If I were to identify, would you have been surprised if I would have said, I think through five games, John Bullock will be the Nebraska's defensive MVP of the season.
MVP, maybe a little bit. Not that he's playing really well. Yeah. Yeah, because right now you'd probably think if someone said,
Nash.
If you had to guess early, it'd be up front. You'd probably
tie.
Probably one of those guesses.
Nash.
A little bit more so.
Yeah, or maybe Tommy Hill.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, but John is Bullock is playing really well. I mean, he's played really well all season, and he had a really good game on Saturday. He had the pick six late,
but just put the game away. It was 21-3 at that point. Then it made it 28-3. So obviously, you're right direction. But he had in the game four tackles, one for loss, and then you know, obviously the pick six to 35 yards.
We do these Pro Football Focus grades, you know, and he graded 92.4, which is the highest anybody can remember a Nebraska defender grading. That encompasses, and I don't know who grades. I don't know if it's like Tom Osborne and Urban Meyer and Nick Saban sitting in a basement somewhere grading tape. I don't know who does it, but he graded super high. And yeah, he had a game. I don't know, the defense missed 17 tackles, which isn't good, but I thought they played pretty well overall. Obviously. I mean,
they got a guy fired. Graham Harrell was fired as Purdue's offensive coordinator yesterday. So Nebraska holds him.
Is anyone happier than him right now? No.
I'm out of here. Thank you.
Because he has another year on his contract. So he's getting paid. I think it's nine.
He gets a million.
He gets $975 this year and a million next year.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And so right now, and there was no chance of pulling out of this tailspin. There was no chance to produce all season. I think we're just right there. We get it right on the cusp. No, they're going to go 1-11.
Yeah.
They're going to go 1-11.
You know, I was telling Jake, Bill, I saw him walking out of the stadium smiling. And I thought it was odd. I did. He was walking with his girlfriend or wife, whoever it was, and he had a smile, and I thought that's kind of an odd picture. Maybe they just told him he's not going to be there anymore. I don't know, but yeah, their offense is Purdue has a very very ordinary offense, and it's largely defined by a lack of receiver talent.
They're at a giant deficit, and then there's not a lot of problems caused by the offense with multiple formations, different groupings, all those things that can kind of stress you a little bit as a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do a lot of that.
They don't.
And no.
They why don't. Do you think? Why is that? Do you think?
He's an air raid guy, and air raid is not. That's not who the air raid is. They're not. You have to have somebody that can spin it really good. You better have really good receivers. They still air raid runs the football. They will still run the football.
Yeah.
But at running back, like I said, one of the things you always go back to Maccabee being a good player,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he still is a good player.
He's all right.
But the difference was Brom was scheming things up at a much higher level.
Yeah.
I mean, to defend Brom is a nightmare.
I tried to make Devin Maccabee into Eric Dickerson last week.
You did.
I did. And he didn't have. I mean, Nebraska did a good job.
He had 13 carries for 41 yards and one reception for 12 yards.
No,
for
14 nothing going.
Yards, excuse me.
And credit Nebraska. I mean, they. I thought they were all right. I'm just. I say things now. I catch myself before Bill catches me. They were gap sound.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. Yeah. I thought Nebraska handled the run really well. Yeah. They did. Reggie Love had 10 carries for 33 yards. They had 50 yards of rushing. I mean, that was...
With some sacks there. There's five sacks.
Okay. But I thought if they got untracked rushing-wise, that would be
the avenue. Very much Colorado-ish as far as what they were trying to do offensively. And that matches up well
for
most people. And that matches well for most people. That's just what it is. That's why it was Notre Dame was... 66-7.
Yeah.
Notre Dame led 42-0 at halftime. Mm-hmm. Nebraska was 0-0. So
that
it wasn't
a rough first half.
Yeah, it was a rough first half.
The thing is that in the first half, Nebraska still was moving the ball. Every possession was in Purdue territory.
Six possessions inside the 40 in the first half, no points.
So I like to keep this positive. But
I hadn't thought through that.
Six possessions inside the 40, the first half, no points.
So we need to address that because that was the big part of this game. Nebraska did win by 18. They're 4-1, 28-10 winners. But we have said for many weeks, including before the season, how much of a concern the kicking game is, and it gets worse and worse every week.
It's true.
Three missed kicks. Two were blocked in this game.
So here's the deal. Yeah, John Hole missed from 42 wide left.
Wide left.
That was the first one. The second two in the first half were blocked. Rule, I don't know if he meant to say it this way, but I got a kick out of it. He said the snaps for the kicks that were blocked were in the ground. He didn't say on the ground. He said in the ground. Right. Now maybe he just meant on the ground. But anyway, They were snap. Yeah. There were snap issues. And now he said that one of them was Aiden Flagey's snap, and the others was Watucky. I thought for sure it was both Flagey, and then they made the switch at halftime. But that's – anyway, we shouldn't even have to worry about stuff like that. But anyway, that's the deal. Two bad snaps, two blocks. Seldom do you see that.
So right. John Hall is now 1 for 5 on the season. Is that correct?
Field goals. Sounds right.
Made a 21-yarder, I think, in this first kick he made.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. I mean, you got a game against Rutgers this weekend. You're a 7-point favorite. Rutgers is a 4-0 team. They're not great, but they're not bad. They're physical. Right. Yeah. And it's going to be probably a tight game.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And well, you don't have a guy that you can for sure make a kick or have the right snap. I mean, the whole thing's a mess right now.
Well, Jake didn't know. Jake, maybe you saw that tech. Me and Bill were talking yesterday. Shiano at Rutgers has blocked 41 kicks.
Well,
I thought what did I tell you? 21 field goals, 17 PATs. I think that's what it is. Or no, excuse me, 20. I don't know. A bunch of punts, a bunch of field goals, and a bunch of PATs. 41 total blocks.
He does a good job of just basically what he does. He just keeps the pressure on all the time. So if you make an error, then they'll have a chance.
Is that special teams or everywhere?
What's that? Special teams. He does a little bit everywhere. But, I mean, that's just a special teams. Like, hey, we're going to come after him. That's what we do.
Is that right?
We block punts. We block field goals. He's very much so on the old Virginia Tech. With what they were like, with
kind of a Beamer. Modern day Beamer,
yeah, modern day Beamer, basically. That's because Beamer is known for he blocked punts. That's what he did, and they spent time on it, and that's what Rutgers does do.
Oh, I got to get this straight, Jake, before we go on.
Okay, you get those numbers.
I am so sorry that I
had him
botch this. During Shiano's time in Piscataway, Rutgers has blocked 71 kicks.
Wow.
41 punts, 17 field goals, and 13 extra points.
Yeah. 13 extra points is remarkable.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's very weird. Now, it's over a lot, right when you say in Piscataway. So it's both terms. Yeah. But still, it doesn't matter. That's a lot.
Right.
That really is.
So now, Bill, here's the question to you. As a coach, do you plaster that all over the building this week, or do you just make brief mention of it?
Well, you're going to mention it. You're going to talk about, first of all, you're going to talk about what are we up against? What is it? Hey, they're a return team. They're not a return team.
They're
a block team. You're going to say, here's what we're up against. It doesn't do, it's all about how you present it as a staff, as a coordinator, to get the point clearly across. It's not like, well, The coaches really didn't mention much about it, but there was a note on my locker that said that they blocked kicks. So I guess maybe, no, that it's going to be
how
keep
that in mind, maybe.
That, yeah, it's how it's
presented. Did you see that note to Coach Locker?
You see that note?
You believe that?
We didn't talk about it, but that note tells me we might want to lock in on this. So, yeah, so if he sees, so one of the first things you do, if you're going to organize, if you say, okay, we want to block punts. The first thing you do is you look at, and like you said, what I would look at is, first of all, you're going to do op time to see what your op time is at, which means how fast is just the snap to the hands of the punter. That's okay. What I want to know. The next thing they're going to look at, the hardest, which I would look at the most, was accuracy.
Right.
Because I'd always have a chart, and we get done on with the chart from whatever the last four games or whatever. For this, we do the whole season. And every snap was on the screws, which means it was right here.
Oh, boy.
And the time was right here. You're going like, I'm always going to have a punt block ready. But just if coach is asking me, how do you feel about it? I'm like going, I don't feel great about it because their op time is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. Once the snaps, you see their X's all over the place.
Okay, okay.
They're off to the side
right.
Here. That means op time just went up. Or it's gonna pull where the launch point is of the block. And so you want to be able to identify that. So if they see snap issues, that will be something that gets them that will give them kind of revved up. They'll say, hey, there's some snap issues here, which means give us a better chance. Because it's a nanosecond.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thing. So that's what you look at.
I got to tell you, Bill. I mean, I was watching.
Tell me, Steve.
I was watching, and Jake. I was watching the warm-ups, and I watched the long snappers now because it's obviously an issue. And even in warm-ups, the punt snaps weren't here all the time. They weren't right at the chest. He was reaching. I was like, geez, that just doesn't look good. Even on, we'll just say it on air, you know. On air, it wasn't good. I mean, so they got some issues. And people are going to say, well, what's happened? Well, here's what's happened in a very simplistic way. Remember during the spring, we talked about this. It was Camden Wetucky. He was Ortiz's backup.
Yep.
And throughout the spring, he had a good spring. There was no problems. Good August, no problems. It was Wetucky, Camden Wetucky. I think he's a senior. He's from Michigan, Grand Blanc, Michigan. And so there wasn't really an issue. There was no issue. In fact, they expressed confidence in Camden Wetucky. And then all of a sudden, and I think it was before the Colorado game, there were some issues. And then they slowly began to show in the games. You know, there was a couple bad snaps in, I don't know if it was Colorado, but Northern Iowa, they had a little issue. And now it just was a full-blown issue. So I don't know what you do. Aiden Flagg is either Aiden Flagg or Wetucky. I don't know which one they'll go to now or if they'll just keep trying to do both. But that's it.
I mean, we've reached mid-season. This is game six on Saturday.
Right.
And this is a full-on problem. It's not going the right direction. It's gotten worse. You said, it flared up against Colorado. It's gotten worse
every week. Yeah, I can't remember if it was Colorado or UNI, but they had a snap issue. It wasn't like it was on Saturday. That was, I mean, seldom do you get two field goals blocked. And if you do get two field goals blocked, I would guess that the percentage of the time that you lose is pretty high.
Pretty high. Yeah. Well, like I said, in punt world, getting a punt blocked in old school mathematics we had worked up is 90%.
If you get a punt blocked, you lose 90% of the games. No kidding.
90% of the games.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now I've not done those numbers crunched up. That was from old school mathematics that we'd done as special teams coordinators a long time ago. And I've always just kind of stuck with it. Even though it might be, it's only 81%. Now I just always stuck with the same number. I just kind of an accounting.
It's high.
You know,
round up.
But it's high. It's a bad situation for
it's
you.
It's like your house getting hit by lightning. It's just never good.
Yeah.
It's a jolt. When you see it, you're like, they got it.
Yeah, when you hear that, it's kind of a thump thump.
Right.
Yeah, when you hear that sound, it's just like, it's a bad deal.
They blocked a punt. Yeah. You know, it's always like hysterical, you know, so I can see why it'd be a problem. Do you understand what I'm saying,
I want to ask.
Ben, are you listening?
Question from Jaren.
Are you with us, Ben?
Jaren. Ben, have you blocked a punt ever? We're going to work on it. I'm going to show you some techniques.
You got to lay out.
I'm going to show you some techniques, Ben. We're going to get Ben to block a punt here in the office.
Block it with your face.
From YouTube, Jaren says this.
Put your face on it. What's he say?
Thank you. Jaren says, how does it progressively get worse? I would think practicing every single day would maybe make you get better, but it's getting worse. Is
Bill,
it just mental
help
at
us.
This point
help
in the
us,
game?
Bill.
Well, I
help us.
Probably the only thing that happens with this, if you could now, but I don't know if that's what's going on at Nebraska. But I would liken it to like the yips almost. I would liken it almost to the point of like you've seen it before. All of a sudden, a guy from second base can't throw it to first.
Right.
I mean, everyone's seen this. This is like, hang on a second. You're in the major leagues and you're
Steve Sachs.
Yeah, having problems.
Chuck Knobloch.
Yeah, Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch.
Had all the problems. I mean, just so those can happen to you a little bit. It's like, well, what's your skill level like? It's really high. I'm in the major leagues and this can happen to you. So I'm just saying those things can come up and all of a sudden a little bit of things happen. Then when you go, like I said, from kicking to snapping, all those things are going on. Then usually it's just like you just grab the ball, you do your routine, whip it back there. You don't even think anything about it. Now you just start to think a little bit. Okay, make sure that, because everyone now you're saying something. Hey, make sure the tip of the ball is just like this. Make sure we have this. Let's think about this. Think about routine. And all of a sudden you're thinking about a lot of things can go on. So most likely it's something in that fashion right now of a confidence nature.
Yeah.
That's going on.
And now the whole state's talking about it.
Well,
and it is talking about it.
Yeah.
It is talking about it.
It's a code red, it feels like.
Yeah. Anybody, no. look at speaking of code red, Farley's here.
Farley's videotaping us.
No, yes. Terrell Farley is in the building now. No, or he's not actually in the building.
He's outside.
He's headed in the building. Yeah, now the whole state's talking about it. So I would counsel like Watucky and Flaggy and John Hole, just tune it out. I mean, I wouldn't get on social media at all if I was them. I wouldn't. I wouldn't listen to our show. Don't listen to our show. If you're listening, turn it off.
but I know the strain there is to try to correct some of those things. There's a lot of difficulty to it.
Is there?
And so, like you said, and sometimes you go years and years without any issues because in the end, there's been some things in the past, but there really hasn't been snap issues at Nebraska for
we haven't talked about it.
You've never talked about it.
It's a minimum 3 years we have. I can't remember anything, I talked to people yesterday, like Tom Stevens, who said, I can't ever remember talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 25 years. Or it's more, you know, I can't. Yeah.
We've had issues at center maybe with the shotgun, but not a long snapping problem.
No, not with the PAT field goal setup. Now, by the way, the PATs were fine. They were clean.
Yeah.
They were clean. Isn't that a good sign?
Yeah. Like I said, when I watched I saw nothing. I watched closer on those after they scored a couple of touchdowns. I go, okay, that looks very clean to be able to see.
So what's the difference?
I don't know what happened there. I really don't.
Okay. So that, I don't expect.
I would say this. I would be shocked if it continues. I'd be shocked. If it continues with bad snaps, I really do. I think because they have the physical ability to do it.
Right.
And so I'd be shocked if it's like, well, this just started and it kept on. I'd be shocked.
And again, as you know me, Bill, probably could be a coach. Probably could coach either side of the ball and special teams if I had to.
I could see you being a coordinator on all three spots.
I watch Hole in warmups. There's no doubt he has a strong leg. I mean, he does. He like when you see it come off his leg compared to some other kickers, you're like, okay, yeah, it's just an accuracy, confidence thing probably. And you, like Rule said, the last two were holding issues. The snap hold issue wasn't John Hole issue.
It's going to be pretty telling to me if this upcoming game, they have a 4th-and-2 at the 25-yard line.
Okay, let's see
who
do that.
Are they going to put out the kicker or are they going to go for it?
I don't know.
Because you can tell during practice, hey, are we getting the improvement we need? Do we feel like these guys are ready in the game? Because we can't be giving away 3, 6, 9 points again.
Well, Rule did say after the game that at halftime they decided, no, we're not kicking field goals. So I don't know if that will continue into the game. You're right, Jake. I mean, here's the thing. It happened against Illinois where they needed one late. And we said, we did talk about it. What happens late in a game if you need a 40-yard field goal or 42-yard field goal in that case? Hey, pulled it left.
Yep.
It's very possible on Saturday at about 6 o'clock p.m. around dinner time that Nebraska is going to need to make a field goal to win the game or to tie. And and then it's really difficult because the whole stadium will be nervous. You know, and the kids will feel that. So it's, you got a situation. I'd go for it. 4-2. That's the answer.
Go
That's
for
my
it.
Answer. Yeah.
Come on, Taylor, make a play.
Yeah, I'd go for it somehow.
It's So Nebraska wins 28-10. They won by 18. They're 4-1. Things are looking up. It's just a rough first half. Nice fourth quarter. Kicking problems, but still an 18-point win, and it got Purdue's OC fired. So that's your storylines from the weekend of Nebraska-Purdue.
He's happy right now. He's at home.
Graham Harrell.
Yeah, I didn't mention this.
Graham Harrell, you really think he's happy?
No. If you ever get let go, it's a devastating. It like what happened to mid season, like that. People have things all the time, but mid season because it was a story. Yeah. If it happens at the end of season, it's kind of brushed over pretty quickly. But after a particular game, no, you still have you still have all your pride, all your, like I said, I just don't think, yes, when you have all these money. But right now, when you're a fired coach, you're still people. It's like, what do you want to do? Well, I want to be successful.
Right,
that's sure. What I want to do. When I say that, he's still
tongue in cheek.
He's still devastated by that, but he does have things. Like I said, when you know if the next 18 months you have a check coming in for right around seven,
that helps
about 75-80 grand every month.
Yeah,
that helps.
That helps.
That makes you feel better.
Right, it does. Yeah.
I failed to mention something that I thought was just stunning in this football game.
What is that,
I've never
Jake?
Seen before.
What is that?
This
what is
number,
that?
Purdue. Had 13 penalties for 165 yards of penalties. Nebraska had 11 for 94, and they were nowhere near what Purdue had.
Yeah. Now, talk about Dylan and the Bill. Okay, so Purdue had 5 flags on pass interference.
So 6. Was it 5?
Well, I think 5 called.
Okay.
Maybe it was 6.
Yeah, it's a 6.
Okay. Is he throwing those balls intentionally to get flags on those plays, on those man coverage plays?
No, you're not like throw them intensely, but you can throw to covered. When you look at man coverage a lot, there's times where you can throw, hey, I can put this ball back shoulder, I can put this ball in a spot. And remember, I talked about on the show was that man coverage is what pass incompletion defense. There's not near as many pass interceptions on that, so you can take some, I wouldn't use the word risk, but just ball placement like that, so it gives them a chance to make an error on it. I've never seen 6 before. I don't know if I've ever seen. And there's a couple. Maybe could have been maybe a couple more.
Yeah,
almost. There really could have been a couple calls. Where I think they might have just said something. Maybe brought both coaches together and just say, listen, just tell your guys we're tired of throwing pass interference, so we're just not going to throw the flag anymore. I don't know what else to do because it was awful.
I thought maybe the most telling penalty of the state of Purdue right now is that they had a 3rd and 1 and it got a chop block for 15 yards.
Yeah,
they had a chop block. On a 3rd and 1, make it 3rd and 16 and punt.
They're a mess.
It's telling about Purdue football right now.
Purdue is a mess. Yeah.
Which is well documented on our show prior to.
It was
like this, you're going
they're
into.
They're worse than I thought from what I knew from what you said. They weren't very good. But seeing them live, it's worse than you think. It's worse than I thought it would be. They just don't have much at all.
I don't see it. Also, which was surprising with the firing, when I saw the numbers, okay, they owe them for the rest of this, and they owe them over $1 million next year. Is that so? Purdue obviously was okay with okay, go ahead, pay him. Yep. He's done like that. So I don't see any way when you watch the game and you just don't play good, you just don't have good enough players, but you didn't see 6 PIs by UTEP.
No.
You know, and things like that.
No,
so if you're like a president / AD / fans and you're watching it and they can't move the ball and they're just disorganized and there's 165 yards of penalties.
Yeah.
That right there, because the penalties generally, in my opinion, directly reflect on coaching. Mm-hmm. It really does. There's some stuff, especially if it's the ones that happen during the play are not as difficult. The ones that are pre-snap are the ones that drive you the most nuts. Mm-hmm. But in essence, that those things do show up like that. You're always in that fashion as a coach. Yeah. If you're getting PIs, you're not mad. Like I said, when I was a DB coach, it wasn't like the officials. I'd be more upset with myself. Of whatever, my guys are not playing it well enough. And so that's kind of what goes on.
See, here's the thing. I was talking to Dean Hart about Ryan Walters. Tom Dean Hart, veteran writer. I mean, he's their dude. Now, he thought he would survive the season, but would have to make changes. Well, okay, this was before the game. Turns out he made a change the next day. He fired his OC. Might have to make other changes. But I'm kind of with you. I don't know that he can survive this, Walters. I don't know if he can bring him back next year. Yeah. Now Dean Hart thought no, they'll just make him make changes, but you know, like Jake said, we're halfway through the season. It's not going to get better for Purdue. Their schedule's a bear. They're going to get hammered by some teams, and you're right. They'll probably win 1 or 2. Now, does it bat to get Nebraska back in the conversation? Is it Is it concerning that we're talking about a team as bad as Purdue and Nebraska was tied with them at halftime?
Down 3-0 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
That was sure how concerning it is. But yeah, I mean, it obviously you saw them on the field. I mean, it was a bad look. It really was. And you mentioned right away, you're like, we watch Warmus, they have no receivers.
They have no receivers. They just don't have. It was kind of like Nebraska last year after injuries. You know, Nebraska had some injuries at receiver. And I think, they have two, by the way. They have had three guys. They had three guys they were missing. But a couple of them hadn't played. They were transfers who haven't played yet. So
injuries are very tough when things are going really bad. Because, boy, when you're rolling and you're winning, injuries are like, I'm good. I'll be out there. I'm good. When you're all beat up and you look up, okay, how are we going to do this week? We're going to lose by 40. How much do I want to be out there?
We will have more Nebraska talk as the show goes on. We are late, as usual. But
we are late. It's 6:38.
Sip, you look famished over there. Are you hungry right now?
I'm unhealthy, Jake.
He's unhealthy. I wonder if he can get fed tomorrow.
He can at Early Bird 19th and K. Reminder, hey, please, right now, text us 464-5685. Are you planning to stop by tomorrow?
The Bird.
At Early Bird. We'll be there from 6 to 8 a.m. Jamie Burrow will be in the building on the airwaves with us for a segment, too. For an interview.
Jamie Burrow.
So please,
Jamie Burrow.
Breakers on YouTube, Facebook, text line.
Let us know who's going to be there. We're expecting a huge crowd. This is going to be a blast.
Yes.
Going to be a lot of what said, Jake?
Hash holes!
Hash hole!
Hash hole!
I'm working a deal this day. Can we get maybe a free hash hole with a purchase for people there? So
you're working a deal.
I'll inform you that tomorrow throughout the day. But please let us know if you're going to be there. And if you're not, why?
Why aren't you going to be there? Why would you not be there? Yeah, that's probably more important. Texas, why you're not?
It's wrong.
Oh, I know that. No. Be there.
We're giving you the chance.
Bring your kids.
Yes.
To have a great
breakfast. Great chance. First of all, at the time, they're not even going to miss school. They should miss school.
Right.
They should miss at least the first two periods over this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially if it's mathematics. You can always catch up on that quick.
The Break meets the Bird tomorrow at 6 a.m.
The Break meets the Bird.
That's what's happening. When we come back, Head Scratchers.
Head Scratchers.
Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.